Well, Churchill said that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others. Ha! Warts and all, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is the best thing going for bold Book of Concord Lutheranism.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about his presentation at the 2026 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
The scriptures are actually true. We confess the ancient Catholic faith. We're the truest of evangelicals. The gospel alone saves. We are not a sect. God's saving acts are still going on in preaching of the word, absolution, baptism, body and blood of Christ, all for forgiveness. From all this comes peace of conscience, joy, and eternal hope. The LCMS is a global force, and I'm going to make the case for it.
You can meet and hear Pastor Matt Harrison making the case for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod at this year's Making the Case Conference, June 12th and 13th, at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God, I see joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
During this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to intensify our struggle against sin, death, and the devil, all that prevents us from trusting in God and loving each other. Since it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ on this day when he instituted this blessed meal for our salvation, it is proper that we complete our Lenten discipline by diligently examining ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. This holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ, and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. As our Lord on this night exemplified this love by washing his disciples' feet, so we, by our words and actions, serve one another in love. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so we also, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us. Amen. Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins, imploring God, our Father, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. O Almighty God, God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it.
Amen.
And peace. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 9. When Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls and with the ashes of a heifer sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. For where a will is involved, the death of the one who made it must be established. For a will takes effect only at death, since it is not in force as long as the one who made it is alive. Therefore, not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood. For when every commandment of the law had been declared by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats, with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that God commanded for you." And in the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tent and all the vessels used in worship. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord.
According to St. Matthew, the 26th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." They were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You have said so." Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus, thousands upon thousands of lambs, buckets upon buckets of blood. This is the history of the Passover. Long ago, in the land of Egypt, a land of exile, a land of slavery, the Israelites found themselves under the iron fist of an Egyptian pharaoh. Terrible hardships, brutal labor was their lot, and they groaned, and they cried, and the Lord God heard their cries, and he remembered his covenant, and he sent Moses to bring them out of that land of slavery. Easier said than done. Pharaoh was a stubborn man, and plague after plague only served to further harden his heart. But God had a plan. A final plague. A plague that would point to his grace in the covenant. And in preparation, the Israelites were told to take a lamb from their flock, the best lamb, a male lamb without blemish or spot, a perfect specimen, sacrifice the lamb, take its blood, put it on the top of the door, on the sides of the door. But why? Because there's one more plague. And the blood of that lamb will rescue you from the death that comes with this terrible plague. That very night, the angel of death came to Egypt. And the firstborn male of every household died. The firstborn males of even the livestock died. The firstborn from the lowest house of the lowliest slave to the very house of Pharaoh himself died. There was no escaping this terrible avenging angel of death. Only the blood of the Lamb could save you. Every doorway of every house that dripped with blood was passed over. The Israelites were saved from death by the blood of the Lamb. And Pharaoh gave up. And the people of Israel came out. But who is the Paschal Lamb? Thousands upon thousands of lambs later, bucket upon bucket of blood spread on the doorways of history, and Jesus gathers his disciples in the upper room to celebrate that Passover. And they eat and they drink, they remember, and then Jesus says to them, I have something new for you. And Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, takes bread, gives thanks, gives it to his disciples. This is my body. And then he takes the cup. He drinks, he gives thanks, he passes it to the disciples. This is my blood. And suddenly, the Old Testament sacrament of the Passover is now fulfilled and replaced by the New Testament sacrament of the Lord's Supper.
The blood of thousands and thousands of lambs is fulfilled and replaced by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, our Paschal Lamb. The lambs without blemish or spot fulfilled and replaced thy pure and holy Son of God. And the salvation from the land of slavery is fulfilled and replaced by the salvation, the deliverance from the slavery to sin and death, a new covenant. And we are the people of this new covenant. We are the people who have been called out of exile. We have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, our Paschal Lamb. And we receive God's grace and His Word and His sacraments. Jesus Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has cleansed us with His blood, cleansed us from every spot and stain. He has rescued and redeemed us, restored us, brought us out of exile, restoring us to that right relationship with our God. And we are the people of God who live each day in the joy of walking with Him. Thousands and thousands of lambs, buckets upon buckets of blood, all point to Christ and His holy sacrifice on the cross. And this holy sacrament points to our Paschal Lamb, Jesus Christ, who took our sins upon Himself, and we are free. His grace is in His body and His blood, and continues to be in His body and His blood, even as we gather together, and every time that we gather together to receive this body and this blood. From Passover to the upper room to the Lord's Supper, Jesus Christ, our Paschal Lamb, whose blood cleanses us from every spot and stain. From Passover to the Lord's Supper to the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom, Jesus, our Paschal Lamb, our blood and righteousness. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Before you, trusting in your mercy and beseeching your grace, that the blood of Jesus Christ may cleanse and wash us of all offenses. Grant to your church that as we are nourished by the true manna from heaven, we may be found faithful in doctrine and practice. For our nation, grant peace and pious leaders who govern with wisdom and honor. For those who are in the distress of sin, sin and guilt, those who are in the pains of illness, those who are in the shame of conscience, the ache of sorrow, the loneliness of separation, the fear and sting of death, grant, O Lord, your mercy, blessing, and peace. Send your holy angels that they may minister to us in our times of want and need. Be present for the sick and infirm, and for all those who depend on the care of others. Bring peace to the dying and comfort to the sorrowful. Now at your holy table, grant us the promised blessing of both body and soul. We long for the day when we shall drink with you your kingdom.
Grant this request, O Father, according to your good and gracious will, and for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life might also rise again. And that the serpent, whoever came by the tree of the garden, might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament to my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Oh.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
us, blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.